For the tangent on Veritas Catholic Network, I'm Father Sam Kachuba with your daily gospel reflection. Today we read the great story of the road to Emmaus from Luke chapter 24. Here Jesus encounters two of his disciples who are leaving Jerusalem and they're walking 7 miles to this village called Emmaus. And along the way they're talking about what happened. They've heard the good news of the resurrection, but they haven't yet come to believe. And so they're leaving Jerusalem, and like, let's get out of town, let's try to clear our heads. And they're talking about everything on the way, and Jesus comes up and disguised, unable to be recognized, he engages them in conversation, and then he breaks open the scriptures for them so that they can understand everything that happened as a fulfillment of the law, fulfillment of the prophets. And they invite him to stay with us, for evening draws near. And so he stays with them that night in Emmaus. And as they sit at table, he breaks the bread. And it's in the breaking of the bread that they recognize him. It's in that moment that they realize who he is. This is good for us in this time of Eucharistic revival to be reminded that it's in the breaking of the bread, it's in the Eucharist that we will see the risen Christ, that we'll be able to recognize the Jesus that we meet in the Gospels. That it's there in the Eucharist that Jesus wants to feed us, that he wants to encounter us, but it's also in that time spent before him in the Eucharist that he wants to open our hearts. I might hear great sermons, I might hear all kinds of things spoken, I might read the finest of books published about the teachings of Jesus. All of that pales in comparison to what it is that he communicates to me when I approach him in the Eucharist. Are our hearts burning within us when we receive the Lord? When we genuflect before the tabernacle, when we sit before the monstrance, do our hearts burn? May this gospel inspire us to spend that time with Jesus in the breaking of the bread and invite him to make our hearts burn with love, burn with enthusiasm and zeal for the sake of proclaiming the gospel that he is risen from the dead.